Part 1. The Nazis Triumphant. Chapter 1. Fueling the Beast. At the beginning of October 1942, the Third Reich was at the zenith of its success. The empire occupied by Hitler's armies stretched from the Arctic Sea of northern Norway all the way south to the deserts of North Africa, and from the Atlantic coast of France eastward to the Volga River, deep inside the Soviet Union. On the North African front of the Wehrmacht, German armed forces, Field Marshal Erwin Rommel's Deutsches Afrika Korps was poised on the border of Egypt for a final offensive to capture the Suez Canal, the vital jugular vein of the British Empire. On the Volga, General von Paulus's 6th Army was fighting its way yard by yard into the city of Stalingrad in savage street fighting. If the Suez Canal and Stalingrad were to fall to the Germans, then the oil fields of the Middle East and the Caucasus would be theirs for the taking, fueling the German war machine with the essential lifeblood of warfare to sustain itself for decades. Meanwhile, the ships from Canada and the United States, carrying the fuel, the munitions, and the very food that beleaguered Britain needed to sustain itself after 3 exhausting years of war, were being sent to the bottom of the Atlantic in appalling numbers by German submarines.